Jamal Crawford paced the Blazers with 24 off the bench as they dismantled the Bobcats, and I mean dismantled. Final score 112-68, and it wasn't even that close. Crawford says his teammates distributed the ball well.
I think my teammates did a good job finding me. Coach did a good job drawing up plays. It's never just the guy making the shots. It's always somebody getting the ball, somebody setting a good screen, and Coach drawing up some good sets.
Gerald Wallace poured in 23 against his former team. LaMarcus Aldridge added 22 for Portland. The Blazers have alternated wins and losses in their last five games. They are on the road tonight at Sacramento, but we won't carry that game for you. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Meantime, other winners yesterday: Philadelphia, Orlando, New Jersey, Boston, Indiana, Phoenix, Oklahoma City, Milwaukee, San Antonio, and the Clippers. Tonight, it is Duck basketball as Oregon goes on the road to Salt Lake City for the first time ever as a Pac-12 conference opponent. It's a 5:30 pregame and a 6 o'clock tip right here on KBND. Speaking of the Ducks, the Oregon Club of Central Oregon was pretty unified in their take of yesterday recruiting class.
Gosh, I can't wait to hear what the coaches have to say about it, but online, everything I read online is pretty impressive.
Rivals.com gives it a 15, ESPN says 18. Do you think that's about accurate?
You know, I don't know about the rankings. It's a few years will tell.
That's club president Chris Otto. His take was shared by most of the club members that attended last night's signing day dinner. And who do they think is the best recruit the Ducks landed?
Well, I think the name everyone points to is Eric Armstead, the defensive lineman from Sacramento.
Well, Eric Armstead is the obvious choice.
Well, everyone is talking about Eric Armstead, which I think is warranted.
The class includes 21 signees from 9 different states. Defensive coordinator Nick Aliotti says the process of integrating the new players and developing their programs begins today. Meantime, in the National Letter of Intent signing day, Alabama and Texas get credit for the two best classes, while Florida, Ohio State, and Stanford round out the top 5. Oregon State's class, by the way, pretty good, ranked at number 38. Everybody says the same thing, though, about the rankings. It doesn't matter. What matters is how well they fit into your program and how well they perform once they get there. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.